Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. It is Wednesday. It is Ash Wednesday, February the 14th. I was a little torn on the program this morning. I was torn between the first reading and the gospel. Let me read the first reading from today's daily Mass as we enter the Lenten season, because I think it sets things up nicely, and I might read a little bit from the gospel as well, depending on if I have time. The first reading comes from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 12 through 18. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return it to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. I'm going to cut it there because I do want to get to the gospel. The prophet Joel is reminding us, and we've talked about this in the past couple of days, that the Lord's not looking for only our external practices during Lent. He's looking for our heart. He wants us to really want to change out of love for him. He wants us to try. He wants us to give it our best shot. Now, he's going to give us the grace we need to help us, but we've got to be determined to cooperate with that grace and do what we can. But we don't want to go into Lent proud and thinking that, I'm going to give this up and I'm so good for doing it. No, we want to, if we're going to give something up, and we should give something up during Lent, we want to do it because we recognize that this thing, whatever it may be, is putting a barrier between us and the Lord. In other words, giving this up, we should then be able to have a closer relationship with God. And that could be any number of different things. It could be a matter of giving up your time, watching TV, going on the computer, and then spending a little more time with him, or something like that. Let's read the gospel. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. The whole point of Lent is the Lord wants us to convert on the inside. You know, it's possible to do good things, but not do them for the right reason. We could be doing charitable deeds to look good, make ourselves feel good maybe. But all these readings remind us that during Lent, we are trying to grow closer to the Lord. We're trying to deny ourselves in some way so that we can more fully connect with the Lord and do his will. We're not doing it to show off. We're not doing it to feel good about ourselves. We're doing it out of love for God, or we should be. And you know, that's just something to think about. And therefore, if something happens, and maybe you fail along the way, and we're all going to slip up during Lent, it just happens, we shouldn't feel bad about it. We should get up. We should say, I'm sorry to the Lord if it's of something of a sinful nature. Go to confession if necessary. And then with his grace, start trying again. That's what Lent is all about. He wants your heart, not necessarily your deeds. Talk to you soon.